Lesson 8, Sponsor. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Lamentations 3:40 says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Think about it. You've heard the word sponsor for a few weeks now. I'm sure you have at least a vague idea of what a sponsor is, but maybe you're wondering why you even need one. So why do we need a sponsor? There are three reasons why having a sponsor is vital. Having a sponsor or accountability partner is biblical. This is what the Bible says. Two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone, there is no one to help him. Two men can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. That's from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12. In Proverbs 27:17 we read, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. Having a sponsor or accountability partner is a key part of your recovery program. And your recovery program has four key elements to success. To the best of your ability, maintain your honest view of reality as you work each principle. The best way to ensure this is to have a sponsor and develop a strong support team. Secondly, make recovery group meetings a priority in your schedule, knowing that a sponsor or accountability partner will be there to greet you or notice that you're not there is an added incentive to attend. Thirdly, maintain your spiritual program with Jesus Christ through prayer, meditation, and studying His Word. And fourthly, get involved in service, which includes serving as a sponsor or accountability partner. Having a sponsor is the best guard against relapse. By providing feedback to keep you on track, they can see your old dysfunctional hurts, hang-ups and habits beginning to return and point them out to you quickly. They can confront you with truth and love without placing shame or guilt. So what are the qualities of a sponsor? Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, though good advice lies deep within a counselor's heart, the wise man will draw it out. When you are selecting a possible sponsor, look for the following qualities. Number 1. Does his walk match his talk? Is he living by the 8 principles? Number 2. Does he or she have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ? Number 3. Does he or she express the desire to help others on the road to recovery? Number 4. Does he or she show compassion, care, and hope, but not pity? Question 5. Is he or she a good listener? Number 6. Are they strong enough to confront your denial or procrastination? Question 7. Do they offer suggestions? Question 8. Can they share their own struggles with others? What is the role of a sponsor? Number 1. They can be there to discuss issues in detail that are too personal or would take too much time in a meeting. Number 2, they are available in times of crisis or potential relapse. Number 3, they serve as a sounding board by providing an objective point of view. Number 4, they are there to encourage you to work the principles at your own speed. They do not work the steps for you. Number 5, most importantly, they attempt to model the lifestyle resulting from working the 8 principles. And number 6, a sponsor can resign or you can fire him or her. So how do we find a sponsor? First, your sponsor or accountability partner must be of the same sex as you. After you have narrowed the field down with that requirement, listen to people share. Do you relate to or resonate with what is spoken? Ask others in your group to go out for coffee after the meeting. Get to know the person before you ask them to be your sponsor. If you ask someone to sponsor you and he or she says no, do not take it as a personal rejection. Ask someone else. You can even ask for a temporary sponsor. What is an accountability partner? An accountability partner is someone you ask to hold you accountable for certain areas of your recovery or issues, such as meeting attendance, journaling, and so forth. This person can be at the same level of recovery as you are, unlike a sponsor who should have completed the 8 principles and 12 steps. The main goal of this relationship is to encourage one another. You can even form an accountability group of 3 or 4. The accountability partner or group acts as the team, whereas the sponsor's role is that of a coach. Lesson 8, Sponsor Question Section. Question 1. Why is it important for you to have a support team? Question 2. What qualities are you looking for in a sponsor? Question 3. How have you attempted to find a sponsor and accountability partner? Question 4. What are some new places and ways you can try to find a sponsor or accountability partner? Question 5. What is the difference between a sponsor and an accountability partner? Question 6. List the names and phone numbers of possible sponsors or accountability partners. These should be individuals you have met on your road to recovery, who have touched you in the sharing of their experiences, strengths, and hopes.